Heavenly Father, we are so thankful this morning again in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the worship of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank you. You are more than worthy, Lord. We are created even in the beginning to have fellowship with you. And our fellowship with you now is with the eternal, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. What else can we give unto the Lord? Everything that you give unto us, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord and we bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. It doesn't matter what we are confronted with in this world, Lord, oh God, are worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, make us overcome all things. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. It's a delight to read your word this morning again. For we know an abundance of blessings, light unto our feet, light unto our path, Lord. We worship and we adore you, Lord, for giving us the word of God. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
So this morning, Christian suffering and triumph. See? Yeah, as Christian suffering, but we are also promised triumphant, you know, in our suffering. Some Christians were brought up to have the idea that they are going to sail through this life and everything is going to be hunky-dory. Now that's how they brought up. They think everything will be hunky-dory. Everything's just going fine, no further and so on. Not so, not so. They think they will never have any trial or test or suffering of any kind. So they were brought others way. Where many leaders, you know, taught them like that, you know. But yet the scripture tells us that believers will encounter suffering and there will be things that they will suffer. Bible teaches that, you know. So that begins from 1 Peter 2:19 and it says this. For this is thanksworthy. If a man for conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. So that the suffering, Bible already tells us all these things. Suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, so that the Christian suffering, like God prophesied all this ahead of time for the church, suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Even the master himself suffered so many things and leaving us an example. Well, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, there are two types of his suffering actually. There is the example of his suffering, and also his substitution in suffering. Where we can follow his example in suffering. But the other one, what is suffering is substitution for us, that is just, he was taking our place in that we cannot follow. But other suffering that he goes through, like on the cross and all those things and all that, other things that he went through, we can follow those examples. So, for example, the Bible continues in 1 Peter 2:23, who, when he was reviled not again, that we can follow. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. We can follow all those words. So we suffer persecution like these two. A Christian, a true Christian, will suffer persecution too. People will talk about you, talk about us, and criticize us. You know? Some Christians now not mature enough, when somebody rises up and say something about them, they are ready to give up or to quit. Not so really, when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ. But when the Lord was reviled, like we read, or threatened by people, he didn't threaten them. He went right on, leaving us an example. This is the example we should follow. Where we are, when people criticize us and they mistreat us, we follow Christ's example, just going right on. We are told that we are told what the Lord suffered in Philippians 2, many of them that he suffered, number 7. But he made himself of no reputation at all, the Lord did, and took upon him the form of a servant, Can you imagine the Creator through the form of a servant serving the creation? You know, and was made in the likeness of men, the Almighty God did, you know. What a great cost was this to the Lord Jesus when he did that, you know. The scripture throws more light on the suffering of Christ. There are many of them. Hebrews 5:8 says this. Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Talking about Christian suffering and the triumph that can come through those things and things like that, you know. He began for the master himself. So, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So, after the cross that God went to, he was already obedient to go to the cross, right? Because he didn't have to learn about going to the cross. He came to the world to do that, right? Because we are told that he came for the world for that. He came, you know, he was already obedient in coming to the world like that. He come and to come and do the Father's will. Because he told us in John chapter 38, for I come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. After the cross, he didn't come to learn about that. He came for that purpose, really, you know. But he was made perfect through the things that he suffered, right? He learned obedience through that, that he suffered. We are told that the Lord suffered temptation, for example, in Hebrews 2:18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted. So one of the things that he suffered was temptation, right? So we are going to be tempted too, right? So for in that he himself suffered being tempted, that part of the suffering, right? He is able to succor. Succor means to help them that are tempted. What a joyful thing is that. So, and now the thing is this. Whenever you are tempted, whenever I'm tempted, the Lord Jesus is able to help you, is able to help me, because he was tempted in all points as we are. That we can see in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. So temptation is suffering, part of our suffering, right? The Lord, no servant is above his master. Talking about Christian suffering and triumph. In Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So don't let him, the wicked one, discourage you in temptation. He will try to tempt you so you can't even want to approach the throne of grace, discourage you. Don't do that, you know. Come boldly. We have a high priest that can be touched with the sin of our infirmities. So in 1 Peter 4:12, we read, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. We need to warn the Christian, see, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. You see that? So Christ suffered. So every Christian and so on, that, you know, we are partakers of Christ's suffering, one way or the other. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. When you endure, when you go through enduring and so on, that, you know, and, you know, so. Verse 14 says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you, and on their part who persecute you, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, the Lord is glorified. And we are told also that there is no temptation that comes to you. I don't have it here. That is common to man. And so every of those temptations, God is able to make a way of escape. Praise God. See the triumph, right? Yeah, that the temptation, that the, all these things, but the Lord will make a way. So when you do something or you are tempted, don't think about yourself. Every Christian, one way or the other, unless you're not a Christian, is tempted one way or the other. We suffer one way or the other. See, for a purpose, you know. So the Bible says that the law, that it was perfected by the thing which he suffered, right? Now, we can see more of the, of the things that take the apostle, for example. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, take the prophet as an example, right? Let's take Paul's suffering for an example. So, in Acts 9:16, the Bible begins to warn the apostle right from the beginning of his call. I wish every Christian will be warned when they come to the law, this kind of thing, what you're going to be passing through and things like that. You know, in Acts 9:16, Paul was told this thing. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. See? Was one from the beginning, even though he had a special trial because he persecuted the church, of course, and God blessed him with a massive way, but even in all those blessings, there was a thorn in his flesh too, you know, we know that, you know. Yet he did great things for the Lord. So let's look at some of the things that he suffered, meaning the Apostle Paul, you know. In 2 Corinthians 11:23, it says, in labors, more abundant, in strife, above measure. See what the early church went through? This man in particular, fulfilling the word of the law, I will show him the great things that he must suffer, right? And here are some of them. Labors more abundant, in strife above measure, in prisons more frequently. Said, in fact, most of the books were written in prison. In death of the Jews, 5 times, received I 40 stripes, save one, he said. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. See? Christian suffering, right? Yours may not be exactly like his, but each one has his own portion of suffering which are living for Christ. So shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often. In perils of the waters. In perils of robbers. In perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen. See, they will torture you, they will mock you, you know. And in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Can you imagine that? You know. So, and it happened today, even a lot. Perils among false brethren. Your good intentions, they will take advantage of it and betray you, you know. It happened today, you know. 37. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, he said, in cold and nakedness, at one point. If when you are coming, I don't have this here, please bring the cloaks with you. It was in the dungeon. Please bring the cloak when you are coming, you know. Bring the parchment, he said, in one place. And so I bring the cloak because I'm cold, I'm in the dungeon. See? Christian suffering, and yet they are triumphant, you know. So, if we suffer like Paul suffered, then we will suffer persecution. Bible tells us after that, you know. Bible says, all that live a godly life in Christ, we suffer persecution. It's happening all over the world today. So, so we see that one. And all the things that go with it, you know, that with persecution, you know, we suffer it too in this last day, after that, you know. We are going to have persecution. Bible says, so it's already happening anyway. We have to suffer through some of these things. Don't forget, the law was made perfect through the things which he suffered, like I read before. What the meaning of the suffering? The Greek word for the word perfect also means to be mature. In other words, Christ was made perfect or reached maturity by the things which he suffered. So, whether we like it or not, you already know by now, these are the things that mature us. This suffering that you call suffering, they are the things that mature us. That word perfect, it also means in Greek, maturity. By the thing we suffer, we are being brought into maturity. So that's one thing. We should rejoice. So that God tells you to be so like that, you know. So suffering is not that way bad. You call by it. When you stand your ground by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the word of God, you are being perfected, you are coming to maturity, you know. So that bringing us to the fullness of the measure of the stature of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know. because he suffered and so on. We are talking about the importance of maturity. In 1 Peter 1:5, talking about us too, you know, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are in greatly rejoice. Now watch this now. Though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. See, part of our suffering, we are tempted, like Christ was tempted, right? You know, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, tried, that perishes, though it be tried with fire. One prophecy said, there be so great a trial, only very few will pass through it. See? That prophecy says, so we all know what I'm talking about, yeah? Anyway, with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So the Bible wrote us all these things, you know, to strengthen our faith when we encounter suffering, which each of us, you know by now, how to stand our ground, knowing that we bring us to maturity if we do not quit. So we see that there. So, you know, suffering and things like that, you know, will make us to be mature in Christ. Perfect us, bring us to maturity if we stand our ground. Another reason why the law permits us to be tried is to prove to Satan that there are mortals who will serve him in the face of conflict. See? Like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. When I'm happy, I will bless the Lord. When I'm cast down, I will bless the Lord. After all, we are cast down, we're not destroyed anyway. Praise the Lord. So we can bless the Lord at all times. Just as Job was tried, put to the test, every Christian has to go through some tests. In Hebrews 12:6, we read it. For whom the law loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If he endure chastening, see that word, that endurance, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if he be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers. Which is that word all are partakers. No Christian can escape it. Whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, he said, and not sons. So right there, so when you are going through that persecution, temptation, or suffering, don't quit. Rejoice. You bring to maturity in the Lord. You know? So a real true born again child of God stands firm during the test. Praise the Lord. They stand like a rock, immovable. Oh, the apostle said, none of these things move me. Praise the Lord. None of these things move me. Whether participating for my own countrymen, or I was thrown in a basket over the wall, or I was stoned almost to death, you know, for the dead. None of these things move me, he said, you know. So, as Christians, one way or the other, we encounter all these things to be encouraged, no matter what you go through. The precedence of Job's test and exceeding blessings thereof. You see, this when you stand your ground, there will be a blessing coming. It's a Christian suffering and triumph, right? So the precedence of Job's test and exceeding blessings thereafter is mentioned over even in the New Testament. We are in James chapter 5, verse 10. Take, my brethren, the prophet, who has spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience. So, Christian suffering, right? So, don't say, why me? No. You pass through your own, I pass through my own. Because we are sons, we stand firm in all this suffering. We are being matured in the Lord, you know. We count them happy. Which endure? You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. So, it's the idea, you know. So, Christian suffering and then triumph. So now, let's see some scriptures here that give us much assurance that the Lord will always be with you and I through our situation. no matter what situation you are in, God is with you to get through it. I will just read the whole of Psalm 46. You know, you see, one of the two greatest men of God, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament, is David in the Old Testament, one of the greatest men of God. And the Paul I'm talking about right now, see? And you see, Paul wrote about half of the New Testament, and David, of course, all the Psalms, you know, almost all of them. So look at what he went through. And yet, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, to give us an example, you know. So I want to read Psalm 46 right now to show you that no matter what you are passing through or suffering, the Lord is with you. Just stay right there with the Lord. Don't jump boat now. Praise the Lord. Now or anytime, don't jump boat. Stay right there. You know, in the Acts 27, and they are going to Rome. God already told him, you will appear to Caesar, you are going to witness in Rome anyway. And there came this great storm, you know, on the sea and so on. 15 days, they couldn't even see the star in the night, nor the sun in the day and something like that, you know. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Said, the angel of the Lord, who I am and whom I serve, has appeared to me. There shall no soul perish here. Unless you jump the boat, then you are going to perish. But you stay here, God has shown to me. So don't jump boat. The Lord is there with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 46, I want to read the whole thing. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we not will fear. That is true of the enemy, right? He will make it to fear, you know. Therefore, we not, you just make up your mind. Therefore, we not will fear. Though the heart be removed, that is the worst that can ever happen. Though the heart be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, say that there is a river, the streets whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Jesus is in you, the hope of glory. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. Out of your belly are rivers of living water springing forth unto everlasting life. I will tell us like that. God is in the midst of you. She shall not be moved. God shall help you. Shall help me. And that's right, Ali. He will never be late, amen. He will never be late. He will rise on time. See? Right, Ali. The hidden raged. See? The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say that, and with you always, even to the end of the world. He told us another place in the New Testament. So, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the heart. This prophecy, this Bible here, this chapter, goes right through the millennium. Work for today, work tomorrow, through to the millennium. He maketh war to see to the end of the world. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear. He burned the shadows in the fire, and now to you and I, be still and know that I am God. No matter what you are going through, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen who persecute you. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, is with you. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, praise the Lord. So let us stand firm. Doing the suffering and so on. God knows what you are going through. He already told us we are going to go through these things anyway. Not saying to God. The Lord Jesus said in John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. Not if or what. It's only when. See? Ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. You are going through suffering, come to this place. You don't really say it be like this, but it will be of good cheer. That's not the end of the war. That's not the end of the thing. There is triumph following that suffering. Praise the Lord. If you hold fast, you know, to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, you see that word? So our consolation also abounded by Christ. Yes, we are consoled by the Lord Jesus Christ. No, suffer as a Christian. 2 Timothy 2:12. Now watch this one. At the end game. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Amen? So you're suffering. I am living Christian life. You are suffering. Hey, watch this one. If at the end of it, I'm going to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know? So, now, some writings here I want to read. The forces of evil are trying to oppress and depress Christians all over the world and take the joy from them at this most critical hour. It's happening all over the world. This is the writing I'm reading it from. The writing here. So all over the world, it's happening. So Satan is trying in every way he can to discourage those that are serving and helping in the work of the Lord. But no matter what your situation is, you have the victory. The Lord Jesus has heard you. He has heard your prayer. Amen? Praise the Lord. He has heard your prayer. As you pray, divine love and faith will break down the enemy. The devil will try to get you thinking about 1,000 unimportant things and problems in order for you to neglect the important things. Happen every day. Now, I put this one here myself. Thoughts will always come. You will have to give each thought the word test. Amen? And that test is found in Philippians chapter 4. That's it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue in that thought, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, as it's often said, you can't prevent thoughts from coming. The most holy man in the world, bad thoughts will come to them, no matter how holy you are. It is often said, you cannot prevent the birds from flying overhead, but you can prevent them from building a nest on your head. Praise the Lord. So don't be condemned when bad thoughts come to you. You have the antidote, the word of God. So, when these thoughts or whatever it doesn't pass the word test, what do you do? We are told what to do with them in 2 Corinthians 10:5. So when they come and they don't pass the word test, what I read to you in Philippians 4, if it is not honest, if it is not just this thought, if it is not pure, there are unclean thoughts too, many of them in an unclean world, right? If it is not honest and it's not just and it's not pure, it's not lovely, you know, and not of good report, you know, there's no virtue in it, then what do you do with them? 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's how to deal with them, you know, by the grace of God. Why are we taking part of our suffering? It's a warfare in the mind. The mind being the battleground. Praise the Lord. That's why I put this one here, and the writers I just read to you just now, I've been reading decades ago, I just add this one to it. Now, another snare of the devil is to get people to worry about things that we generally take care of themselves in time. See? Then I put the scripture behind this sign. And the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, that's the writing I read to you, right? Satan's snare is to get people to worry about things that we generally take care of themselves in time. Then I put the scripture here, Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto each day is the evil thereof. Praise the Lord. I mean, that we work every day, to work for you all the time, you know. Most of the things that we worry, you know, that we pain on, is what will happen tomorrow. Today is already here, right? You know, God will show you through all the years past. When tomorrow comes, Jesus said, you take care of the things of itself. Praise the Lord. Don't you see your joy today, you know? I think that, you know. So, The eyes of faith. Another writing. The eyes of faith in you see the answer before it takes place. These are writings that have been written, that I'm just reading. Praising the Lord in advance gives victory. Praising God multiplies faith and fills you with wonderful joy and peace. Praising the Lord fills you with determined faith of God. It strengthens you in the power of the Holy Spirit. See, this title is Christian Suffering and Triumph, right? Talking about the suffering that no longer see any secret that we all suffer. Now, these are the way of triumph. How you overcome this suffering? Rejoicing in the Lord. But I'm reading right here and something that you know. So, praising the Lord fills you with determined faith of God. It strengthens you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praising the Lord Jesus changes you and the situation before you. It opens the way for receiving miracles. See, we're talking about praise earlier on today, right? Don't ever underestimate the power of praising God in every situation. See? Praising Him makes you triumphant in any battle and will bring to you, to your aid, all the resources of heaven. Say that again. Praising Him makes you triumphant in any battle and will bring to your aid all the resources of heaven. Now hear this one. The angels recognize the sound of praise and will rush to your side to win the battle. Amen. You believe that? God. Angels recognize the sound of praise when you are making them, and they will rush to your side to win the battle for you. And then I put this one here. In Hebrews 1:14, these angels, they are all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them, which are the heirs of salvation. Yes. I've told you of the story of a man of God long ago. He was having financial, he was a great minister, or maybe some of you know him, but that's what I'm saying. Of course, he's going to be with glory. And a financial problem and so on, he was a traveling evangelist, he was his pastor churches. Then he wrote many books and something like that, you know. Anyway, and they were asking financial problems. They were asking the Lord, why am I having financial problems and so on? So he keep on praying and he fasting to get money, fasting and praying and so on. And then he said the Lord told me that you are praying for money. I don't have money in heaven. Say the money you are looking for is on heart here. Praise the Lord. He said the money you are asking, I don't have any money in heaven. The money is on heart. You tell the angels, command the angels to bring the money, to release your financial from the hand of the devil and take change for him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Command the angels, take your discretion, they are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs of salvation. You see, if you be willing, say you will eat of the goodness of the earth. He told him that, you know. So anyway, so he said, command the angels, you know, and that it works, you know, by faith. Nothing shall be impossible unto you through any suffering. Matthew 17:20 says that. So I have this one in our mind. So Christian suffering, yes. But we can be triumphant in all of them. In Mark 11:24, whatsoever ever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I lack those things, what things soever. The Lord didn't put any limitation to it. You know. So now Matthew 21:21. If you have faith and doubt not, if you have said unto this mountain, I just keep something here, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now, Matthew 7:7, the close here. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. Now, in John 14:13, as I finish up here this morning, John 14:13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, the Lord Jesus said, I will do it. These are the kind of situation we come to in the time of our suffering or any time at all whatsoever to guarantee that whatever we are asking the Lord, we shall receive. Matthew 18:19. If you need be, get someone to agree with you. Whatever you're asking God to do for you, God put that one in the Bible too. If two of you shall agree on heart, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Psalm 147, verse 5, exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. Lastly, Psalm 37, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I will say that any trouble in the Psalms, I will be with him in trouble. I don't have that one yet. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and show him my salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the suffering of the Christian, and then the triumph. So, and even at the end of it all, we will reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And to every temptation, he promised to make a way of escape for us. Not going to be drowned. That pass through the waters, the Lord said, I will be with you. That will not drown. That pass through the fire, I will be with you. That shall not be burned. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. So remind of ourselves, I believe everyone here this morning has passed through the one suffering or the other. We should remind ourselves, because in such hours, Satan will paint all kind of dark, you know, scenarios before our face. But we know that this suffering has to stand with the word of the Lord. They are perfecting us. The Lord Jesus, by the time by which he suffered, affected, make us to be assured in the Lord. At the end of it, all going to reign with the Lord. They have given us, O God, weapons, O God, of warfare, which are not carnal. Mighty to do God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Many of them in Ephesians 6, even as we are reminded of the things which confront us. Lord, O Lord God, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But now we are given these weapons which are not carnal but mighty through God. We are the element of salvation. Our loins gathered with the truth. Our feet shot with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Weapons of warfare. And the shield of faith by which we are able to quench all these spirit darts of the devil, and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So therefore, we cannot be defeated. Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Blessed be the name of God. We are reminded, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So today, Father, be the glory as we go this morning, Lord. So, and we are even told in the Bible, Lord God, whatever we are going through at this time, our present, whatever we are going through, cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the new week, Lord. So we commit all our way to your hand. The last verse we read in the Bible, we commit our way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. So this morning, whatever prayer request, know that we have been in our heart this morning, we commit unto you, Lord. We have read it. Ask and ye shall receive. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Whatever we want the Lord to do, no matter what it is, Lord, the Bible says, in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. See, Jesus said, I will do it. So I commit all these requests that are written in us this morning to your hand, Lord. Lord, whether it's spiritual, temporal, no, Lord God, grant them, Lord. Whatever we are asking that are in the will of God this morning, let it be done in Jesus' name. We are told that this is a confidence that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. If you ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And when we know that he hears us, we know that we have a petition that we made of him. He that searches the earth knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. And he does make intercession for us according to the will of God, our eternal high priest. The Bible says, ever live it to make intercession for us. Therefore, Lord, make every one of us perfect and complete, Lord, lacking nothing in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we go this week, Lord, favor before all men in the name of the Lord Jesus, the work of our hand, cause it to prosper. say, blessed shall thou be in the city.
Amen.
Blessed shall thou be in the field.
Amen.
Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out.
Amen.
Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord will rebuild the devourer for your sake.
Amen.
He will not let that wicked one devour the fruit of your ground. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thou shalt always be like a watered garden.
Amen.
Like a spring of water.
Amen.
Whose water faileth not. Thou shalt be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth your fruit in your season. Your leaf will always be green and will not wither. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, to the glory of God. When the drought comes, that can be called inflation, can be called deflation, whatever it might be called, thou shalt not know it. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, Lord will supply all our need according to his riches in glory. When it comes to a time, Bible says then we cut off the time. Bible says, except it shorten the time. That coming a persecution, the Antichrist system and so on. Bible says that will now shorten the time for the less sake. Until that shortening of time, Lord, then it will supply the need. In the name of Jesus. That will be the entire, in the name of our Lord. We thank and we worship you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What shall I say unto the Lord?